ganze Injam von dem menschlichen Traum. Gehefin sich ein schrecklicher Tom. Gehefin sich ein schrecklicher Tom. Erkenn ich ein nicht tiefe, nicht finsterer werden. In Zeiten da blutiger Strom. Im Ton oben tausender Jahren gegraben. Emune und Sinne und Pein. Und tausender Jahren als Tropfen nach Tropfen. Es gießen sich Tränen herein. Beneath the salt sea of humanity's weeping, a terrible chasm abides. It couldn't be darker, it couldn't be deeper. It is stained with a bloody red tide. So much of the sea has been filled with the sorrows endured by the suffering Jews. But only the tears of the poor ones are bloody. The rich cry as clear as the dew. Yes, only the worker, the pauper, the beggar belong to the bloody abyss. While those you call brother, the rich and the greedy, fly high overhead in their bliss. And thousands of years have created this chasm out of piety, hatred, and pain. And for thousands of years all humanity's weeping flows in like a limitless rain. Und voll ist der Tom, das ist jüdische Tränen. Nor hat nicht kein Poes in sei. A blutige Träer tut dem Kapsen gehören, dem nur Gida weiße wie Schnee. Nur ich bald mal auch ist, a von ihm Kapsen ihm. Gehört doch der schreckliche Tom. Und euer Brüder, die reiche Gazonim, gehört nur von oben dem Schon. Schon voll ist der Jan und verfleizt alle Brägen. Wo sind die Helden, die Leib? Wo sind die Helden, die Leib? Ui, wie doch wollen sich mutig der Wegen. Zwarfen in der Tom sich und streit. Ui, die welche wollen sich mutig der Wegen. Zwarfen in der Tom sich und streit. The ocean flows over and floods out the levees. There isn't a hero in sight. Yes, where are the ones who will stand at the ready to dive in the chasm and fight? Dem Arbeiter Verge wird endlich erleisen von Hunger und ewige Leid. Und wer wird dem Weg ihm zur Freiheit beweisen, zur Brüderschaft, Gleichheit und Fried? And who will at last free the worker from slavery, bring hunger its final relief? And who will be guiding the pathway to freedom, to brotherhood, justice, and peace? Die gewirrische Kinder maskilim rabodim. Sie rufen in Zion dem Jid. Sie rufen in Zion dem Jid. A Lidl, an Alte von unserer Sonim, a Ghetto dem ewigen Jid. A Lidl, a Malte von unserer Sonim, a Ghetto dem ewigen Schied. Sie rufen und zucken die Kautenker Mäßin, von Weilika Quorim allein, von Weilika Quorim allein. Und das, was es leiden und sift sind Hakdeuschen, zudem ist man taub wie die Wand. The children of wealthy enlighten the clergy. Into Zion they call the Hebrews. We've heard this old story before from our enemies. A ghetto for the eternal Jew. They say that they answer the prayers of our fathers. From deep in their graves, hear them call. While those who are living in sorrow and hunger, to them they are deaf as the wall. Moshiach und Jeden kum beide gestorben. Ein anderer Moshiach kommt an. Ein anderer Moshiach kommt an. Der jüdische Arbeiter, gewirrische Korben. Hey, Burschen von Freiheit, die Fahnen. Der jüdische Arbeiter, gewirrische Korben. Hey, Burschen von Freiheit, die Fahnen. Messiah and Jewry are both dead and buried. Another Messiah's to come. The new Jewish worker the banner will carry to signal that justice is done. Der Helvet, die Welt, die befreien, die heilen. Begreifen die Entom, die Syndrom. Begreifen die Entom, die Syndrom. So leben von Russland, von Litte und Peilen. Der jüdische Arbeiter wohnt. The world will be freed and be healed by this hero. Who will dive to the root of its wound. In Russia, in Poland, in Vilna, all hail now. The great Jewish workers born. So leben von Russland, von Lippe und Vilna. Der jüdische Arbeiter born.
Well, there's a nifty little tune that covers a lot of ground, don't you think? Yes, that's from the Internacional by Psoy Karolenko and Daniel Kahn. Always like a song that, gives you a broad agenda to work with. Well, this weekend has been the time for many a memorial to the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. I believe it was May 24th or 25th in 1911. The tragedy occurred. It was a Saturday. It was Shabbos. 146 people lost their lives. 146 workers. Lahavdil, and let's see, there were 23 men, 123 women, 122 of them were Jewish, Yiddish-speaking Jews from Brooklyn and the Lower East Side, immigrants and the children of immigrants. There were Italians, there were Irish, there were, it was an international cast of mortality. It did not confine itself to Jews particularly. The fire did not differentiate. And today I participated in a memorial, one of the many memorials this weekend, at Eldridge Street Synagogue in Manhattan. A very interesting place. It's now a museum. It's undergone a multi-million dollar renovation. It's absolutely friggin' gorgeous. It's a beautiful restoration. It's no question about it. And it is now a museum, and they hosted this commemoration, which was produced by Kareid O'Brien. Kareid is an Irish girl from Boston who developed a I guess I'd have to say more than fondness. She's got a real love for Yiddish and Yiddish literature, and a real admiration for... I'll tell you, one of the things she said today at the memorial was how much she admired the fact that the Forward, the Yiddish Forward, had on its staff poets. And she said, one of the things she said was, just imagine if the New York Times had 3 or 4 poets on its staff. When you think about it, you can see her point. It's quite unusual by our standards today. Imagine if CNN had a house poet, or Fox, or you know, you could have your house rapper, your house poet, the Forward did. The Forward printed a lot of poetry. The Forward printed, they serialized novels. They serialized weekly series. There was a literary tradition wrapped up in the paper, and of course, it was a paper for the workers. It was a very left. Wing publication. They were on the right side of every issue, as far as I'm concerned. That is the left. They're on the right side, but that's the left side. Anyway, she put together a wonderful memorial. We marched from the West Village to the Eldridge Street Synagogue, and we stopped along the way at the homes of workers, actual workers, people who had died in the fire. And at the first stop, Yiddish, there were some songs, Yiddish song, an English song, obviously of Irish American origin. And the Yiddish song was Grina Kuzina. Most people think Grina Kuzina is this lively little ditty. It must be a very happy thing. Actually, the song is quite a sad song. It's about a young woman, the Grina Kuzina, who comes from overseas and is a light-hearted, happy young woman, and she is in a short time beaten down and. Defeated by America, by her experience here in America. I know this is not popular affair these days, but it was heartening to be in a production. I read 3 poems, 3 wonderful poems, wonderfully angry poems. One of which I will read, or maybe more than one, in a few minutes. But it just put me in mind of the days when it seemed possible to change the world. Of course, it was an illusion. It is an illusion. The folks there were not exactly what you would call angry revolutionaries, the theme struck a chord, and frankly, there's no less reason today to decry the poverty and degradation of the working classes around the world than there was. But this is not light fare. This is not by mere Mr. Shane, by mere Huston. Anyway, just so that I don't keep rambling on, I think I will read a poem. And this is the poem that actually closed the ceremony. It's called Wacht Auf. And it's by an anarchist poet, written in 1891. See here, it's dated the 9th of January, 1891. It's called Wacht Auf. Wie lang Oh, wie lang werdet ihr bleiben noch Sklaven und trugen die Schändlichkeit? Wie lang werdet ihr glänzende Reichtum erschaffen vor dem, was beräubt euer Bräut? Wie lang werdet ihr Stein erritten, gebeugen, erniedrigt, heimlos, verschmacht? Es tagt! Wacht euch! Helfen die euch! Erkennt eure eisene Macht! Freidigte Freiheit von Kampfbarrikaden erklärt die Tyranne a Krieg. Mut und Entschlossenheit, brave Kameraden, wollen euch führen zum Sieg. Keiten und Tronnen, alles muss fallen unter dem Arbeitersschwert. Mit duftenden Blumen, mit goldenen Strahlen, wird Freiheit bezieren der Erde, und alles wird leben, lieben und blühen, in Freiheits goldenen Mai. Brüder, genug vor Tyrannen zu knien, Schwertus, ihr muss werden frei. Klingt überall in der Freiheitsklogen, versammelt der leidende Knecht, und kämpft begeistert, kämpft unerschrocken, vor euer heiliger Recht. Well, this is a pretty much straight ahead song about barricades in the streets, end of tyranny, the dawn of the day when the workers' rights are recognized. You know, it's an interesting thing to me that I've become very mellow over the years. I no longer think that we need to build an egalitarian society. We just need to build one in which the vast majority of people don't get fucked over. It wouldn't seem such a hard thing to do if we were as smart as we say we are. But it seems to be beyond our grasp. I am not necessarily against rich people. If they want to compete for wealth, let them. And they can have as many toys as they like, so long as the rest of us can live dignified lives. I don't know why that should be so hard, but I guess I've always been a bit naive. So anyway, that was a wonderful thing to read. I really loved reading it today. It was a packed, the place was full. And even though I knew it was bullshit and that nobody was going to get up and build a barricade on Eldridge Street. This is Zicha. You know, this I can promise you. But nonetheless, this is Gevein HaMachayim, Mamash HaMachayim, Reishis Kol Hapin Gehert, Mamalushin in the Gassen. We heard Yiddish in the streets, not really Mamish in the streets on a street corner. We heard Yiddish songs. The Yiddish predominated the program because obviously most of the vast majority of the workers, the sweatshop workers at that time, were Jewish immigrants. So it did predominate, and also Cered O'Brien has an abiding love for Yiddish and Yiddish culture and Yiddish poetry and literature and theater. She produced, incidentally, something which I hope the new Yiddish Rep will be able to put on its feet in the, you know, within my lifetime anyway. And that is Sholem Asch's Gutfin Nekuma, which she translated. And it was critically very well received. It made quite a buzz. Unfortunately, it did not, you know, nobody put some legs underneath it. So it didn't go anywhere. And Cered is a gem. She's really one of our treasures here in this community that would like to see Yiddish regain its rightful place in the culture of the city. And even though she's Irish, at any rate, I really would love to work with her more. She suggested Shylock. It's because of her suggestion that we managed to do that reading of Shylock at YIVO, which was very successful and quite heartening. It made me believe that there is a market in this city for serious Yiddish theater. That if you, and a case in point is the Dybbuk, an English production is running right now. And functioning as a media critic, I can tell you that it was extremely pedestrian. However, it was packed. And people wanted to see it. People want to see the material. And the Dybbuk is a play that can withstand just about anything you throw at it. The play itself is so compelling. And the story is so compelling. And the characters, even when they're portrayed woodenly, the play itself has the juice to satisfy someone who paid $35 or $25, you know, to get in. There is a lot of people want to see these classics. Gutfin Nekuma that she produced has a wonderful history about it. It was banned. It was closed down. It's a whole story because it contains the first onstage overtly lesbian sex scene. It created quite a stir. There's a moment in it in which a Sefer Torah involves a Sefer Torah and a bordello, and it's quite a piece. It's something, and it's recently been done in Yiddish in Montreal in 2006, directed by Brian Wasserman, the artistic director of the Dora Wasserman Yiddish Theater there. And from the reaction of the press there, I would think that this would be exactly the kind of thing that would create an interest in Yiddish theater beyond the ethnocentric, historical curiosity niche that. Unfortunately, no one has dispelled. None of the operating companies here in New York have dispelled it, including the new Yiddish Rep. We're trying. There's a lot of material that we have that is absolutely fabulous. And we're not mining it as much as we should, offering it as often as we should. But Gutfin Nekuma is quite a wonderful play, and I hope that we'll get to produce it, as I say, within my lifetime, which right now, who knows? You know, that's not fair to say, because you know, I ought to give it a more promising time frame. Because you never know, right? But at any rate, so this Triangle Fire has really created a lot of union, the old union feeling, you know? There once was a union maid who never was afraid, that kind of thing. And it's interesting to see it in a time when a United States, a governor of one of our United States has effectively quashed a union. And not that I'm so much a fan of the public service unions. You know, the unions in general are not... why do I keep veering off into this tangent? I think what I ought to do is to just go somewhere totally different. And I'm going to attempt to do that in a minute by playing some music. And I hope you folks enjoy it. It may not particularly be... I'll just pick something and... No, I don't want to do that. I have a particular tune in mind that I like and that you might like. On the other hand, you might not. But, you know, that's where individual taste comes to bear. I will try to read you another poem before the end of the show and talk about some of the interesting things that... Well, let me talk about some of the things that we're working on. We've begun a Yiddish theater workshop, which meets every week before Chulent. Chulent, as you know, or may not know, is a weekly Thursday night gathering of people from every spectrum of the Jewish rainbow, the seekers, the fleers, those who are fleeing, those who are seeking, those who are confused, those who just want to have a good time. It's a mixed bag. But we have begun a Yiddish theater workshop immediately preceding it, and we've been reading the Dybbuk, and it's met with a very enthusiastic response. There's a beginner's acting class at 7 o'clock every Thursday, and if you're privileged to be a part of this circle, then you'll find out about it. We never really know where it's going to be because it's itinerant, but it has been for the last couple of months on 24th Street in New York City, 127 West 24th, between, what is that, between 6th and 7th Avenues. It's ground floor. The acting class starts at 7. This week's class will be conducted by Moshe Yasur, who is a fabulously straightforward gentleman. he's really quite a pleasant person, and vastly experienced in Yiddish theater and in theater in general. Has been in it for quite a few decades now. So he'll be teaching, and at 8 o'clock we will read the first act of the Dybbuk in Yiddish. For those of you who aren't listening and are curious, come down. It's that you don't, you know, there's something about hearing Yiddish that is very therapeutic if you open up your mind to it, you know, if you, your spirit first and your mind afterwards, open yourself up to it and just listen to it. There's something very soothing about it, very familiar, in a way where you'd like to feel familiar, you'd like to feel there's something out there that belongs to you, that is shared but is yours. And, anyway, I've completely lost my train of thought, but that's not unusual. And right now, I'd like to read you parts of a poem by Morris Rosenfeld about Triangle Fire, and I'd like to read you some of my favorite parts. Verhiel sich in Schwarzen, du goldene Land, zu tief dein Verbrechen, zu schrecklich dein Schand, zu taub dein Gewissen, zu blind dein Gesetz, zu teufelisch dein Haven, zu blutig dein Netz. Wrap yourself in black, golden land. Your crimes are too deep, your shame too terrible, your conscience too deaf, your laws too blind. Too devilish your haven, too bloody your net. Dein Netz, welcher fangt deine urne Leid. Es wird kommende Zeit, es wird kommende Zeit. Your net that captures your poor people. The time will come. The time will come. You know, pretty sad. You know, I'm reading this shit and I'm half expecting a knock on the door, you know. I got my head cocked towards the door, and I'm like, somebody's going to knock on the door any minute and take me away from you. Well, listen, this was the kind of passion that was aroused at the time, the kind of passion that it seems to be lacking these days. I mean, it's just like banking on you know, Obama, he was our hope, he was the thing, and it's just not happening, people. But why is this called the New Yiddish Rep Radio Hour when I'm talking about... well, why not? It's my dime, and I can talk about whatever the fuck I want. Sorry, I didn't mean to get upset. I know it's not your fault out there. But then, you know... It's just me and Don probably that's listening to this, and maybe some of you actually tune in on the archives once in a while. But anyway, I was going to find a piece of music that I really liked that had nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, and I'm determined to find it if I can. I mean, it's shouldn't be that hard. Okay, here we go.
Who's on the line? So many calls taking all of my time. You better talk fast, cause I gotta go. I only got 8 hours, you know. Ding, ding, who's on the horn? I've been doing this since before you was born. This mom is older, but not over the hill. And I got 8 trillion arms to fill. I only got 8 arms to bring you my creation. I only got 8 arms. Gonna wrap them all around you till we trip your alarm. Bling, bling, see how they shine. So many men, so little time. I wanna hug them all, but it just can't be. Cause I only got 8 arms, you see. I only got 8 arms to bring you this great show. I only got 8 arms, so who's on the wire. Blue's the frog. Oh, now I'm on fire. He's big and he's bad. He's bold and he's blue. And these 8 arms are all over you.
What do you think of that? Well, I kind of like it. It's very rarely that you get to hear a song that's written from the point of view of an octopus, a sexy female, you know, a sexy female octopus. It's unusual, don't you think? It's, okay, all right. I want to read you from a poem called The Sweatshop. And it's not quite as violent as the other. It doesn't have quite the incendiary. Although, I don't know why I'm trying to describe this as less provocative than the other poems I read. It's very strong. But it is a bit more lyrical in its structure. Well, not much. and it's about what it's like to be in a sweatshop. It's called The Sweatshop. Es räuschen in Schap, so ich will die Maschine. As oft mul vergess ich in Reusch, dass ich bin. Ich wär in dem schrecklichen Tunnel verloren. Man, ich wär dort Butel. Ich wär a Maschin. Ich arbeit, narbeit, narbeit und cheschben, es schafft sich, es schafft sich, es schafft sich. Und so. Verlust. In Verwehmen. Ich weiß nicht. Ich freue mich. Wie kommt der Maschine zu denken? Ich tue kein Gefühl, kein Gedanke, kein Verstand, gut. Die bittere, blutige Arbeit erschluckt das Edelste, Schönste und Beste, das Reichste, das Tiefste, das Herrste, das Leben vermogt. Es schwinden Sekunden, Minuten, in Stunden, gar segelschnell fliehende Nacht mit der Tag. Ich treib die Maschine gleich, ich will sei der Jugend, ich jug, una Seichel, ich jug, una Breg. Der Seiger im Workshop, er riet nicht dafür. Er weist alles und klappt alles und weckt noch an. Gesucht hat ein Mensch, mir amul, die Bedeutung. Sein Weisen und Wecken, dort liegt ein Verstand. nur etwas gedenkt sich mir, Punkt wie von Chul. Der Zeiger erweckt in mir Leben und Sinn. Und noch etwas. Ich hab vergessen. Nicht fragt es. Ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Ich bin eine Maschine. Well, yeah, it's the machines roil wildly. I often forget in the noise that I am. I'm lost in the terrible chaos. Myself is void there. I become a machine. I work and I work and I work without counting. Create, create, create without limits. And for what and for whom? I don't know. I don't ask. How does a machine take thought? Yeah. Well, I don't quite know how to relate all this to what we're going through today. It will take wiser minds and smarter people than me to figure this all out. What surprises me is that as smart as this, for all those smart people out there, why in the fuck haven't we figured it out yet? It just don't make sense. Well, you know, the wonderful thing about an event like this is that it creates a great, I don't mean an event, and I don't mean that the anniversary of it is one, you know, it's a sad thing, but it created a great deal of creativity, outpouring of cultural expression. There have been things all weekend long, all over the city, to commemorate this event. Friday night there was a free concert at Cooper Union, and the event that took place today. I know that there have been many. So that's a wonderful thing to see. It's nice to see that. I really enjoyed being a part of this today. When we stopped at people's houses and Kareid called out their names and said, you know, Plony Ben Plony, we're bringing you home. And sometimes it was an Irish name, and sometimes it was an Italian name, and sometimes it was a wonderful thing that I saw. We were all wearing veils. It was obvious that there was a procession. And there was somebody taking pictures. A lot of people stopped to take pictures, bystanders, you know. So there was this older man, you know, with a camera, nice-looking camera, and he was taking pictures, and one of the women went by, and she was wearing a placard. We all wore placards with the names of victims. She was wearing a placard with an Italian name on it. And this guy, he was watching her pass. He was taking pictures, watching her pass, and all of a sudden he dropped the camera, you know, on the strap around his neck, grabbed her and kissed her on the cheek and said the Italian name, whatever it was. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. It created such a response from him. And it was a wonderful moment because of what it was. I mean, I think I need to explain it. And I really enjoyed today. I enjoyed the recognition. You know, the Eldridge Street Synagogue is smack dab in the middle of Chinatown. Used to be, of course, it used to be the lower part of the Lower East Side, the Yiddish-speaking immigrant community down there. But it is now solidly the old home of the Forwards. Used to be there, right there on East Broadway. It was a it was the heart of a thriving Yiddish-speaking community. And now it's Chinatown. I mean, it is Chinatown. I mean, for what it's worth, I don't know what this means to you, but everybody around here is Chinese, which is okay. It's when you go there to the museum, be sure to go to a good Chinese restaurant. But it's odd. It's just odd to think of it. At any rate, it's a gorgeous facility. I urge you when you're in New York to go see it. I know there are hordes of you not listening, so I'm sure I'll get a call from them wondering why they got so many more visitors. It is a spectacular renovation and restoration that they did. There is still a nominally functioning Minion there, which I was told by one of the directors. There were some, you know, there's some interesting facts about it. It is they do not allow Kol Isha, which is they don't allow women singing. They have concerts, they sponsor musical events, but they don't allow women singing. And when I asked, I was told that it was under the hashgacha of Moshe Feinstein, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and that somehow he had a say in what could be done there, and that was his thing. That was his, he's Kolish's Kolish, and I was like, you know, there are some problems because of the intersections of segments of the community where musicians, I don't know how to explain it. It seems to be all right for male musicians to prance around on stage, modestly, of course. But it's no good, you know, if you're a woman. I don't understand. And it's a matter of controversy. But so Eldridge Street is under that constraint. However, their main function is as a museum. What can we do? We have to wait till, you know, till the times change enough. Look, today's fanatics were yesterday's revolutionaries. And the Baal Shem Tov was a revolutionary. How could he, you know, he couldn't foresee that he would turn into Chabad, that his legacy would branch off in a way that he himself probably would be very upset with. We're getting down to the end of the show here. I think we're pushing the limit, and I want to take you out with a tune anyway. So we had something, we had a little of everything. I'm thinking maybe we should play some gospel. I did that. I've done that before, and it's I like it. I like some of it, but. Maybe what we'll do is close the show with Teresa Tova in the poetry and music of Bela Schechter Gottesman. Hopefully, I'm going to play a song called The Winter Evening. Hopefully, we have left that behind us. Thank you.
still orbits in that plenty detail. Comes may tell me highly content. Licht die Wunde, wie waren sie zu mir sich? Schnee nacht zu Haus dick gemischt. Vom Weite zum Mane, geht offen der Mane, von Eugen ist es unigt der Zweck. Hieß wir so erwähnt, bis durchgezogen und dich gelost, Profis Schnee. Hast mich gerufen und ich bin gekommen. Gelaufen wie ich hab gekannt, noch nicht gefroren wie a Fata Morgana, verschwunden wenn Trop sich genäht. Ich hör durch die Zweiten spielen von Fäden und von Ergänz wie klickt euch dein Chor. Rufst mich, ich such dich, ich komm dir angehen. Ich find dich nicht gut wie am Boden. Bye.